This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier, checking in with Jason Probst, a Total Livestock Services swine specialist. And really, Jason, when I think about Pork Month, I always think of you first, because not only are you involved in the production side of the industry, you are involved with the promotion side of pork and have been for many years.
It's been an opportunity to be involved with Illinois Pork Producers for my 12th year of being on the board with them, and before that was involved in several committees and different activities with them. So it's been a great opportunity to get out and support the industry that's made me an opportunity for me to make a living and talk about all the great attributes that we have of the products.
In fact, as we talk here, you are going to be cooking pork chops today.
Yep, here on Monday the 3rd, we're kicking off a elevator feeds at partnership between South Central FS and Total Grain Marketing at those FS cooperative locations. And it's a great opportunity to just kind of thank the farmers for all the hard work they do and just you know, a little bit of an opportunity to give back to them as well. So it's a great opportunity to promote a great product that we have that our customers grow out here and produce.
So what elevator, remind us there again, and what kind of harvest activity are you seeing in your part of the state right now?
So right now, here today on Monday, we're going to be up at Lovington and Cadwell areas. So they're a little bit southwest of Champaign. So right now, there's a flurry of action going on both corn and beans in the area. And so far, everybody has been pleased as a whole, you know, from that standpoint. So far, we're looking good.
Excellent. And I know that you like to talk business, and it's what you do each and every day. So how are your farmers, your pig farmers, doing here in the fall of 2022?
You have moments of good, moments of not so good, as always happens. You know, we saw some opportunities this summer with the higher feed cost. It's still being able to lock in some profit opportunities out there based on what the market was giving us to sell. Then we kind of hit the Labor Day weekend, and you would typically start seeing the end of summer theoretically on the calendar and the demand of grilling, and so we start to see the demand go down and has pulled some things back, which we know happens every year in the fourth quarter. But there's still different opportunities out there going into next year. We know the winter's going to be a little tougher, but hopefully, you know, we're able to work through that at this time.
So you referenced being on the IPPA board. I know you guys met recently, and did you give a lot of conversation to not only Pork Month promotions, but also to, you know, animal disease preparedness? And I'm sure all those kind of items were brought up.
They are. It's one of the things that always, first and foremost, we're looking at animal health, knowing how that affects our industry, the opportunity, you know, working to maintain, you know, the countryside free of foreign animal diseases that would shut down our export markets. Not that there'd be anything wrong with the meat products out there, but it's a trade issue that comes into play at that point in time. And so, but working always to maintain a good, healthy swine herd throughout the U.S. And then, as you said, promotions with Pork Month. Always looking at being able to drive interest in our pork product, show the ease of cooking pork, all the different versatility of the product that's out there. And just, you know, sometimes as the guys, you know, want to get very elaborate, but also bring it back to the very simples, like today. We're going to cook some pork chops. We're going to cook some pork burgers. You know, easy things to do that anybody has access to a grill can do very easily at that point.
Jason Probst, swine specialist with Total Livestock Services and a proud member of the Illinois Pork Producers Board of Directors. This is October Pork Month.